The only problem is that we now have a pair of beta strands whose peptide backbones lack beta strand partners with whose backbones they can associate by hydrogen bonding to form beta sheets. As we shall see, however, the beta strand partners that we seek can and will come from neighboring octamers. But before showing that, let's finalize our DNA rotation. The DNA orientation in the current slide mandates an approximately 15 angstrom spacing between the protein strands. There is, in fact, a critically important 15 angstrom spacing in the histone octamer. 15 angstroms, as we shall see shortly, is the distance between the N-terminal ends of adjacent helix 1 alpha helices, and the same spacing is found in each quadrant of the octamer. Could it possibly be mere coincidence that the protein spacing we require in order to apply protamine structure to the histone octamer not only is found in the octamer, but moreover, is found in all four quadrants and at the N-terminal ends of the octamer subunits where the majority of the basic residues are known to lie? I would opine that it's no coincidence at all, but rather an important clue beckoning us to a new and perhaps improved histone structure. But before moving on to discuss this new structure, I shall ask one last question. We stated earlier that if one wishes to apply protamine structure to the histone octamer, there are two possible protein rotations and two possible DNA rotations. I have ruled out, to my own satisfaction at least, the alternative protein structure to the one shown here. But is it possible that a better histone structure could be had by rotating the DNA 90 degrees from its current position? Let's take a fast look at this.